Glad for all those that are here, all of our regular people, our visitors, and those that have been traveling. It's good to have you all back. So I was thinking about sharing this morning. I'm going to do something a little bit different this morning. But to start out with, I was thinking about bees. You know, recently, Brother Matt shared with us on bees, the real little honeybees. And, you know, those are, we learn, are good little bees. There's some other bees that are also important. They do their work, but they don't give us honey. And if you come in contact with them, it can be very painful. This is one of my children experienced just very recently here. Bumblebee or hornet, I don't know what it was. If you step on one barefoot, it's a painful experience. If we think of bees, and I think in the of bees in the Bible, and take the one E off, bee, I'd like just to ask, just if you think of something, and I especially want to talk to the some of the most important people here this morning, our children, and everybody's important, but I'm glad for our children. It's such a blessing. Last night, we got to take care of some younger children, and I brought back a bunch of memories, things that I kind of forget as I get older that you have to be, some things you got to be a little more careful about. And so it was enjoyable. It was interesting to just watch how fast they can move around from one thing to the other and how much vigor, how excited they are about things that you don't think about. But anyway, think of bees in the Bible. You children, anybody can say it. Just think, if you think of any bee, we'll write them on the board. So anyone, I'll start out with the first one. Be therefore perfect. That's found in Matthew 48. Any others? Okay, be thankful. Okay, a very good one. One we probably all, first verses we learn, be ye kind. Any others? Okay, very good. Be ye therefore followers. Any more? Okay, talking to youth there in Timothy. Be holy. I have some down here. I didn't nearly exhaust them. There's a lot. Okay, steadfast. From, how about one from Joshua? Okay, be strong and of good courage. And we also find that in the New Testament, Ephesians 6, be strong in the Lord. Any others? Okay, be not. There's also some be not that are positive, I guess. And then in Peter, we have one, be, thank you for those. Peter, we have one, be clothed with humility. Be diligent. In 2 Peter 3:14, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. What's one that Jesus told his disciples? Be of... Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. That's a wonderful one. I think that's one we can each take to heart as disciples of Christ, as we heard this morning. I want to talk to the children a little more. And that was, somebody mentioned the be thankful. And when I was thinking of this, I wondered, is be thankful even in the Bible? Well, it is. Be thankful is in the Bible twice. And the one was mentioned. Psalm 100, verse 4, I think that was the one that was mentioned. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. You know, studies show that the happiest people are, and this is from a secular viewpoint, not scriptural, but the happiest people are those that are optimistic. And this is not from a short study. This is from a study over a people of there's a study that's an ongoing study of 75 years. And so it's not so much the circumstances that make us happy, but it's how we react. In general, people face a lot of the same circumstances, but those that are optimistic are generally more of a happy people. And I believe that's scriptural, too. If we can be thankful people, I'm going to have all the children from whatever age you want to, if you got any siblings you can come up with, to up to 12 through 12 if you want to, come up here and sit on these front benches. I'd like to talk to you a little bit. And the rest of the people can listen if they want to. So you can come on up here. Another verse talking about thankfuls in Colossians 3, verse 15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are also called in one body, and be ye thankful. So I'd like to talk a little bit more about thankfulness. Okay, some of you can sit up here if you want to. This front bench, you can come on up here. Wow, we have a lot of children. That's neat. This one's right here. Sit right there. Move the song books. Now, I need 10 volunteers. And I have 10 volunteers to help me out a little bit here. Who'll be the first one? Okay? You too, Benji, and Tyler, and you. So just come on up here. Any 10 of you, you can come over here. You can keep coming until we have 10 over here. Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 4 more. 2 more, 7, 8, 2 more. Q. Okay. I think we've got 10 now, but thank you. Okay, now, you all come over here. Some of you can sit right here on these benches on the steps. Hugh, you want to come? You can sit on the floor or where? Just stand there. That's fine. Okay. Now I have 10 of you here. I want to talk about 10 people in the Bible, and it's just taken out of Luke chapter 17. Can anybody tell me who these 10 people are? 10 people in the New Testament that Jesus talked about.
10 lepers.
10 lepers. Now, if you were, what is leprosy? Can you tell me what leprosy is? Benji? It's a disease. And you know, Preacher David talked about leprosy a while back, and some of my children didn't like that very good. They said it was terrible. And it was a terrible thing to have. Now, if you had been the 10 lepers here that Jesus met that day, you couldn't come close to these people. If you saw these over here, you'd have to say, unclean, unclean. And you couldn't come close to them. Wouldn't that be terrible? And your brothers and sisters, your family, they'd bring you food out and they'd set it out here outside somewhere and you'd have to come get it while they went away. You couldn't get close to them. It was a terrible disease to have. Remember how David said their fingers would kind of fall off, maybe their noses would fall off, and they don't feel? It was horrible. It was a terrible thing to have. And so these 10 lepers were out there all by themselves, and when Jesus came through, instead of saying, maybe they said unclean, I don't know, but they had heard about Jesus, and they said, Jesus, they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They wanted help. Pity us. Maybe give us food, give us clothes, give us something. But you know, what did Jesus do? Did Jesus say, you're healed? Is that what he told them? Can anybody tell me what Jesus told them? What did he tell the lepers? What did a leper have to do? Do you know? When he was healed, go show himself to the what? To the priest. He had to go show. And Jesus said, he said, go show yourselves unto the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. Can you imagine them walking along? You're walking back. You're going to show yourself to the priest, but you still don't feel your toes. You can't feel your hands. And all of a sudden, you look at one or the other and you say, hey, your nose is all right again. Your fingers aren't white anymore. And they got all excited. Can't you imagine? Because people weren't healed. When you had leprosy, not very many people were healed. Just a few people that we have record of. It's not something that they were healed of. You were going to die from that. And here they were
look at my hands, look at my feet. And they got all excited. And they went running to the priest, all except for who? Who? Except for one man. Right. One man. What did he do? What did the one man do? Can you tell me? He came back to Jesus. He came running back. And what did he, how do you think he responded? How did he come to Jesus? It says he fell down. I can just imagine he came all the way down on his knees and he reached out crying to Jesus, thank you for healing me. Thank you for my hands, everything. I feel, I'm healed. And what did Jesus say? What did he tell him? He said, where? Weren't there 10 lepers? There were 10, but only one. If there was this many lepers, only one came back and said, thank you. Can you imagine that? Imagine how Jesus felt? And Jesus wants us to be a thankful people. You know, are you, as little children, sometimes we're not very thankful, are we? And even big people, we're not very thankful. What are some things that sometimes you're not thankful for? Are you not thankful for dirty dishes sometimes? I didn't used to be real thankful for that all the time. I have to go wash the dishes. Are you thankful? But you know, if there wouldn't be dishes, there wouldn't be food to eat either, would there? So the dishes mean that you have food to eat. And there's a lot of children that don't have food to eat. Are you thankful? Are you thankful that you had little brothers and sisters to take care of, that you got to sit and watch when you'd like to be reading, when you'd like to be riding your bike? Are you thankful? You know, some people, some children don't have little brothers and sisters to take care of you. That's a lot to be thankful for. Are you thankful when you, mom asked you to go to the garden and pull some onions and get some tomatoes and stuff? You know, that's a lot to be thankful for. It's, that's maybe easy when we get the first ones, but how about later in the year? Sometimes we're not so thankful. So we need to be, Jesus wants us to be thankful. Jesus asked this man, he said, where are the other nine? And how does Jesus look at us when he gives us so many things and then we're not thankful for them? And then Jesus told us, he said, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. So this man had more than what the other man had. That faith has made thee whole. He was healed, but Jesus saved him also, I believe. So he was healed in more than one way. He was healed spiritually. And that's wonderful. Well, this morning I've got a little something I'm going to give to you before I let you go back. And you know, one time I was in a class, and we were handed some money. And if we didn't say thank you, they took it back. And that was kind of embarrassing, and I'm not going to do that. So, but if you want to tell me thank you, you can. But you can do it later too, that's all right. So I'm gonna pass these out, and if you have... if you have a little brother or sister that you'd like to take one back for, you just put out both hands, okay, and I'll give you two of them. All right? You need one for your brother? Should have maybe got somebody to help me. Okay, after you have it, you can be dismissed and go back. Well, let's just wait. We'll pray before we go back. If you got a little brother or sister, just hold out two hands. Did you need another one? Did you have hold out two hands? Okay. You need one for? Need one? There you go. Do you need two? Okay, why don't we bow our heads for prayer? Maybe you can stand up. You want to all stand up? Our kind Heavenly Father, we come before Thee again this morning. We thank You for Your many blessings to us. We thank You for Your loves to us, and we thank You for Your word. We just pray that You might bless each one of these children, bless them as they go through life, and just help them to see the importance of being thankful and see what You have done for us. Just help us as fathers and mothers and grandparents and youth to also to look on, to see Your love and Your mercy, and to be grateful for the many blessings we have, to be willing to share that with others around us. We just pray again Your blessing on these little ones, and we just want to commit them to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, you're dismissed.